California is under a state of emergency because of a water shortage. And as it grapples with a drought of epic proportions, Californians are being asked to dramatically reduce their water use. Enter McGee Young, Marquette University Associate Professor of Political Science turned entrepreneur. Several years ago, Young was part of the first batch of promising startups selected by the Water Council in Milwaukee for its Brew program, designed to nurture innovation. Young's business zeroes in on conservation. When it started, it was known as H2O Score. Since then, it has folded in both water and electricity use and is today called Meter Hero. We spoke with McGee Young in 2011 as H2O Score was just launching. He explained the business started as a class assignment.
In the spring, I was teaching an environmental politics course, and we spent the semester looking at water policy and some of the challenges related to freshwater in particular. I required the class to come up with a solution to some of our freshwater challenges and to do so in a form of a business. And it went so well, they actually entered into a competition and won some seed money. And I said, well, I'm excited about this. And if you guys are into this too, then let's do it. So the five of us kind of sat down and plotted out a strategy, and the project got underway.
Well, this is a good time for you to walk us through the various aspects of this project.
Sure. If you get a water bill in the city of Milwaukee, you'll know that it comes once every 3 months. And when you look at it, your water consumption is measured in hundreds of cubic feet. They call it CCFs. And when we first started working on this project, we were trying to figure out how much water we all used. And nobody knew what a CCF was or how much water was in 100 cubic feet. And so the inspiration actually is really simple. It's to make your water use easier to understand. So the website, we basically created a database using publicly available data from the city on each individual water user. So what you do is you just type in your address and it spits out your water score, which is how much water you use on an average daily basis measured in gallons, and compares that to the other sort of average users of your type of household. So if you have four people in your house, it'll compare you to other people with four people in their house.
Well, and so what do you want people to do with that information? Are you hoping that this will shame you into wanting to use less water?
We sort of think of it more as empowerment. So more information is power for the consumer. They can choose to use less if they so desire. They can choose to experiment with different sorts of changes in their lifestyle. So maybe they water their grass less or take shorter showers, whatever, or buy a new toilet that uses less water. It's really up to the consumer to decide what course they want to follow. All we want to do is provide them with better information so that they can choose what's right for them.
Recently, McGee Young moved Meter Hero's operations to Oakland, California, but he was back in town not long ago and spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. Young says he looks back at H2O Score as a failure.
I think you have to be honest with yourself. And if you build a product or you have a business model that's not going to work, it's better to recognize the limitations and move on from that. We had gone into this thinking, you know, the fundamental assumption that we made was that those who sold us our water would also be really concerned about helping us save water. And as we went around the country talking to water utilities, it became obvious that that was a much more difficult argument to make than we had imagined. Like they would say, why would we pay you to reduce our revenue? And so at some point in time, you have to ask yourself, is this a product that I want to sell? Do I want to sell a product to somebody who doesn't actually see value in it? And we decided that that wasn't what we wanted to do.
So then talk about Meter Hero and what's different about that.
So the idea behind Meter Hero is really to empower people to be agents of conservation in their own right. And so we see an incredible enthusiasm in the public for conservation, but it's limited by the fact that most people don't know, you know, how much they're using. And then when you do your part, you never really see the benefit from it. My bill doesn't really change. The environmental problems don't seem to go away. So how do you actually get people to consistently try to conserve, but also give them feedback or some benefit for the actions that they're taking? So what Meter Hero does is pretty simple. It calculates your savings every month that you get a new bill and pays you a penny per gallon for the water and energy that the water that you saved, and 10 cents a kilowatt hour for the electricity that you saved. And so now at the end of the month, when you get your bill, not only are you paying a little bit less, but you're getting a little bit extra in your bank account. And that actually motivates people quite differently than just the bill savings. And we're finding that there's an enthusiasm there that we're tapping into that is allowing people to take an extra step than they would have before, where they're investing in more efficient products or trying to actually change their behavior on an ongoing basis rather than doing maybe one or two little one-off things that you might have done in the past.
So you tested the model here first.
Yeah. So we built kind of the prototype here. It actually got a lot of early traction, and we were finalists in the Clean Energy Challenge down in Chicago.
Who are your partners? Where are those pennies and nickels and dimes coming from for people who are getting a rebate for what they don't use? Right?
What we discovered was, one of the initial ideas behind H2O Score was to go teach companies how to be more sustainable, how to use water more efficiently. And we would go to places like Miller Coors or to a local restaurant and be all prepared to teach them how to do things right. And they'd say, oh yeah, well, we already did that. Oh, we're already doing that. Oh, you should see this thing that we've done. And we quickly realized that there's actually a lot more commitment to, say, sustainability in companies than we realize. The difficulty they have is telling that story. All right, how do we communicate to our customers the kinds of things that we're doing? We can't put the low-flow toilet on the menu, right? And so we said, well, we know that you've saved in your company. We know that you might have solar panels up, you're producing your own energy. What if you could offset the rest of that with the savings that your customers are achieving? Right? What if you funded a rebate that paid for their savings that then could be act like a carbon credit for your own business? And those people in their homes who are saving would now learn about your sustainability commitment as a company. They would know that you shared those same environmental values. And that's a really powerful argument for a lot of companies who want to connect with green-minded consumers. And so they're the ones that are mostly funding the rebates for us. So anybody anywhere in the country can participate. So we just signed a partnership with someone down in Florida to fund rebates across the state of Florida. We have them in California. So either in a local community, you can fund the rebates, or you can make it available to anybody who's participating anywhere in the country. So we have a combination of both.
Talk about what led to the move to California, aside the fact that obviously it's a place where water is acutely in discussion.
Probably less than should have been put into it. I mean, you don't have a lot of time to consider all of the ramifications of what you do. You sort of have to go on your gut instinct. And it seemed to me that if you're going to solve problems like water insecurity, climate change, you need to do it where the opportunities are the greatest. And so that was, running a software company that was focusing on those issues, you needed to be in California where the attention to those issues was most acute, right? Where the implications of climate change are much greater because of the agricultural industry there. The water shortages are being felt across the state. And so being able to spend one-on-one time with those you'd be in a position to help is a critical difference for us in being out there. So that was kind of what we thought was going to happen. And it turns out that was a pretty good call.
McGee, technically, how does it work? Do you have this large, intricate system, computers that you're working off of at your office? How does it work?
So somebody signs up for Meter Hero. They connect their own home utility accounts. Right. So we access 2 years of usage history for your water and energy. And each month that you get a new bill, we check your new usage, and if it's less than your baseline, we send you a cash payment via PayPal. All of the software is in the cloud, so we're able to do this really efficiently, work remotely with our software team, many of whom are in the Midwest, and still be able to reach people as far away as South America, Asia, Europe. So we have people who have signed up for Meter Hero from all over the world, and they're trying to do their part in their own community to save water and energy, and they're being connected to U.S. companies who want to sponsor those rebates to engage a global audience around sustainability. So the software is really kind of exciting because that allows us to solve these kinds of problems at scale, where previously we had to do sort of small one-off programs in a particular community.
Where do you see Meter Hero going?
This year, you know, we've stated that we want to save 1 billion gallons of water this year. And so I think that's where we're focused is, you know, you kind of set a big goal and you try to reach it, and then you set bigger goals beyond that. Ultimately, we have a vision where we've helped people adapt to the realities of climate change and water insecurity. We're not going to be able to make it rain. We're not going to be able to keep the earth from becoming warmer over the next couple of decades. We will make it possible for people to be adaptive to those changes, to be more resilient, right? So that we rely less on, you know, fossil fuels for our energy. We rely less on centralized water systems for our fresh water, so that when there are situations like the California drought, that we're not as affected by them as we are now.
Will you, with time, need a larger and larger team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely already looking at how we're going to be growing as we're expanding, as everything from, you know, customer support, helping people learn how to save water and energy. Once you get them hooked on trying to do a better job, they want to know, like, what should I be doing? And so there's other resources out there, but we also want to be a resource in and of ourselves. So we'll definitely be growing and, you know, probably opening up, you know, more offices or expanding in interesting ways as we move forward.
McGee Young heads up a company called Meter Hero, which started in Milwaukee and is now based in Oakland, California. He spoke with Susan Bentz on a recent trip back to Wisconsin. He reports that just in the time since the interview, the number of enrollees has more than tripled, in large part due to California's water emergency.